So you just listened to the song Errand, which is the theme song to Seikon no Quasar by the artist Fei Lan. And you're listening to the 26th episode of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast, or the finale, season finale.
Season finale, bitches.
I mean, I can't say that. This isn't that
test. Hosts, introduce yourselves.
I am Chiaki, and I just ate toast and got off work.
Where do you work?
Who's at the work?
I work at GameStop, and I get hit on all day.
Anytime a woman enters GameStop,
or Play and Trade,
you're immediately
Play and Trade mostly
in the predator zone.
Pretty much. Oh my god, I had this old man the other day, and he was like,
"Did you have him?"
No, thank God. He was like, "I'm such a sucker for pretty ladies with blonde hair and blue eyes." I'm like, "Creeper, creeper, 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 you're totally creeper, creeper."
That's just all that comes out of your mouth.
Alright, so why don't we get to the next host?
Right. I'm Kimiko, and I don't work at GameStop. I don't work at all. I want a job so
I
bad.
Work at
Good luck finding one in Florida.
I won't find one anywhere anymore in this
prostitution
economy.
My friend.
I already tried it.
It's the oldest profession.
It doesn't pay nearly as much. No, I'm just kidding.
I just touched you.
It's the oldest profession.
That'd be $15.
Honey, a teacher? A teacher? Strippers make twice that much.
Alright, now you across from me.
You.
You with the collar.
Hi, my name is Todd Habicone.
No,
You wish.
I just sounded like Southern. I don't know why.
You sounded creepy. You're
like, hi, my name is so-and-so, and can you just give me all your little boys?
Anime phone sex.
We can't.
That's ignorant.
Anyway, jingle jangle, I'm Hatake, and, I just spent my entire, I will end you. I just spent my entire day watching shoujo anime.
Yay!
I should have had a tub of ice cream.
Round of applause for Hatake.
Your will is greater than ours.
Bonbons.
Bonbons?
Yes.
Bonbons.
Great.
You know what bonbons are?
You can find us at our homepage, aaapodcast.com, and iTunes, which is probably the easiest place for you to find us, because they will update you when our new episodes come out. And we have an extremely large community on Facebook, so come look for us on Facebook and also mevio.com. So we also have some new forum members. Big Spencer, love the name.
Hey, Big Spencer.
Maka Poochie. Lady Gold and J-Ro. So, welcome to the forum.
Hi!
Welcome. You guys look like Cousin It. They're trying to out-emo each other and put their hair in front of their eyes.
We also have a birthday to announce.
A birthday.
A very, very own birthday to you.
No, it's not
you.
A birthday. It's a real birthday.
Yeah.
Why'd you take
it's
this one,
It's my
own
birthday, so.
Tanjoubi omerito! Hat and clogs. Happy birthday. Apparently, from what you put in on the forums, you're turning 14, so please don't listen to our hentai episodes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Yay!
For those of you who don't know, in episode 24.5 of the last hentai podcast, one of our hosts pulled a Howard Stern.
If you don't know what that is, please don't look it up unless you're of age.
What?
Unless you're of age, please look that up. So what are we going to talk about today?
Nothing. We're just going to do that. Oh, wait.
What in the world?
This is our finale episode, and so we're just going to talk about things that are upcoming, things we liked about this last season, what we feel are our greatest accomplishments and things we want to work on in the future, and...
Do you think people are going to think that this is, like, legitimately our last episode?
No,
okay, we keep on saying finale.
It's the season finale.
Season two is coming.
Because it's the 26th episode. There's also a very important news article I think we need to discuss. And then we're going to discuss the some more impressions, particularly bad ones, I think, from the
yeah,
new season.
They are
horrendous.
Holy shit.
And then we're going to knock out some of the last season's anime and some reviews. So.
And do some listener requested reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we get started?
Okay.
Upcoming things.
Probably the biggest thing upcoming, and hopefully when this episode airs, it will go up with the episode, if not shortly thereafter, is we will have a new website.
Yay!
the hosts have seen the website.
It's awesome.
And it's spectacular.
It's pretty amazing.
It's sexy.
Made by Chiaki and her brilliance.
It makes me want to touch myself.
Sweet. Okay.
Continuing on.
So, with the new site, this Friday the 26th, there will be scheduled downtime on the site. In other words, the site may be changing, things might not work, the new site, there might be bugs. So on Friday, if you notice anything wrong with the site, just kind of let it go. Same with the forums for Friday, and then kind of Saturday. But starting about Sunday, things should be becoming more stable on that front. So please contact me. I'm going to have my contact information under the contact section of the new website, for specifically for the website. So if you find something with the website that doesn't link to where it should, does link to where it shouldn't, etc., etc., please contact me, because...
Or if you just think the website's sexy, you can contact her and tell her that, too.
Who you gonna call? Chiaki.
What they said. Okay, so, just for some spoilers for the site, if you don't check our website very often, or if you could download us off iTunes, great, but head over to the site. We're going to have a interesting way that we do the news now, so it doesn't take up a bunch of space, but we can still have as many, if not more, news articles. You can click through the headlines and then read the full articles. We're going to have picture reviews instead of just them listed, and... pretty much better organization all over, I'd say.
And much more color.
Yeah. It's going to be worlds better. And for our affiliates who might be listening, you will be on the top page, so you already know that.
With your own picture button.
Indeed.
Much better than just crappy little word text.
Indeed.
Woot!
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's pretty much the new site. I'm quite excited for it. Again, please give me like 48 hours before you start telling me things don't work, because... I expect there to be things not working, but if I only have half the files uploaded that need to be uploaded, I kind of expect things not to work. So, that...
All will be well.
Make it work.
All will be well.
Yes. Make it work.
Make it work.
Don't bore Nina.
Sorry.
Work it, girl. Work it. Yeah, work it.
So, what else do we have upcoming in this starting season of... the AAA podcast?
Well, MegaCon's coming up.
Oh. MegaCon?
Oh, MegaCon.
Which is hosted in Orlando's very own Orange County Convention Center, which is the second largest convention center in the country.
Stellar!
It's amazing.
However, don't let it fool you, MegaCon is not that large of a convention. It's quite small.
We only get like one hall out of the whole convention center.
Yeah.
It is pretty big, though, in comparison to some of like the other conventions that go on around Florida.
Yeah.
If the Orange County Convention Center were an extra large pizza, MegaCon would get one slice of the convention center.
Nah.
Yeah.
Two slices, maybe? No.
Just one
slice.
But that's okay. It's just like the dealer's rooms. There's a couple of floors there, too.
Yeah, it's still one slice.
You're defending it.
I'm trying to. It was my first convention.
It was mine, too.
Mine three.
Mine four.
Oh. Well, never mind, then.
MegaCon is a
much
very...
much better.
It's quaint.
It's a quaint convention.
But yeah, unless you live in Orlando, you're probably not going to go.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll see you there.
Wish I could snap my fingers and make it July.
Huh.
For Metro?
Yeah.
But also, Florida SuperCon is coming up, which is in Miami.
Now that's, I must say,
that's a good con.
Infinitely better con than MegaCon.
And we're hoping to host a panel at Florida SuperCon.
Yes. So
wish us
like,
luck.
People would like to come see us.
If you have any ideas of what you want us to host a panel on, do we want to host an 18-plus panel on hentai? Do we want to do a podcast panel? Do we want to do a cosplay, a how to talk to girls? You decide.
I like the how to talk to girls thing.
Yeah, I've been to a panel like that. It was very bad, though,
one
I went to.
We could do a really good one.
Oh, yeah.
Be better.
So,
Three out of four, man. We know how to talk to girls.
Start talking to us on the forums.
Let us know what you want us to do. We will do it.
Yeah, we will.
And we'll do it naked if you want to.
No, we will.
That's pretty much no.
Mitsugi will.
We'll do it in cosplay.
I'll do it naked.
It's pretty safe to say we'll do it in cosplay.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And we'd like to meet you guys.
Yeah,
you know?
So if you're going to a con, please let us know on the forums, too, if you're going to be at something that we're going to be at. And they were mentioning MetroCon.
Oh, gosh, Metro.
MetroCon!
Didn't one of the Florida cons close?
J-Con.
That's gone.
I never got to go to J-Con.
I didn't either.
Me neither.
Sad.
Well, you don't know what you're missing, then.
So,
which is good.
Now I don't, yeah.
Moving on. Big news coming out of the movie industry. James Cameron, the director of Titanic and
the recent Avatar.
Dun,
dun, dun.
Not the good Avatar.
And in other words, the
people Avatar.
The director who poops money has announced that he is going to direct a film little known as Battle Angel Alita.
Yes.
Classic manga and anime.
Well, he hasn't specifically announced. His producer announced, which is kind of like him, because you know how producers work. Producers speak.
They produce.
Yeah. They speak for the director. Without the producer, the director's kind of like,
where's my money, bitch?
Yeah.
Where's my money? Where's my money?
More bitches,
which,
more money.
Apparently this kind of thing has been in circulation for a while. This whole Cameron doing Alita or an Alita movie being made since, I've heard about it since 2003. But this one, it's actually, you know, there's producers involved, there's a scriptwriter involved, screenwriter involved, and it was on the MTV splash page. So this isn't like something that's like circulating around like the dens of the anime fans or like, I mean, like if you go to MTV, that's pretty big in my mind. Like that's a major pop culture outlet. So
definitely.
James Cameron only does TNA movies, and by that I mean Titanic, Aliens, Terminator, Abyss, True Lies, Avatar.
That's hilarious.
So I guess we figure that Battle Angel Alita will be called
Alita.
Battle Angel, probably. I'll flip them around.
TNA.
I never really thought about that,
like,
but
wait,
it's
what?
True.
Titanic wasn't a TNA movie.
Oh,
teens,
it might
adults.
As well have been.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that one part.
And then Kate Winslet never got off the friggin' piece of floating wood, so
two people could have fit on there,
they
easy.
They could have fit on that. And then they would have both had mild hypothermia instead of one of them having little, and then, like,
the other one having dead.
And then that stupid... at the end of the movie, she's like an old wrinkly sack. You know, you pay money to see Kate Winslet, right? And then she takes that friggin' diamond and throws it into the friggin' ocean. In this economy...
And can I just say, bodies float. She lets go of him, and he sinks.
Like a rock.
He sinks.
Yeah.
I mean,
what body sinks?
Maybe it absorbed so much water because she wouldn't let him on the door.
Jack, I'll never let you go. Oh no, don't go. Oh, you're okay with it.
Okay.
I'm just gonna let...
We weren't really going anywhere anyway, so...
So, yeah, if you haven't watched that, go on our forums, Final Fantasy 13 dub testing, YouTube it, watch it, hysterical. Which, by the way, can we just say coming up in the future we're going to spend an episode talking about Final Fantasy XIII? Can we say that?
Yeah, we probably will. It comes out on March 9th, and
it's
I guarantee
gonna
be you we'll be,
awesome.
We'll be at the midnight launch, and we'll get it and probably play it all night.
Oh, if you wanna have a friendly poll, too, I should put this on the forums. I need to decide relatively quickly. Should I, working at GameStop, dress up as Lightning the week before Final Fantasy comes out? For all of my shifts at GameStop. My manager said it would be okay.
That's really funny. I would love
that.
I think that would be amazing.
You better hurry up on that costume.
I know.
You only got like 3 weeks.
I know. So.
Actually, excitingly enough, less than 3 weeks.
I know. It's going to be awesome.
Oh my god.
I think you might have a little bit more than a pervy old man to worry about, though, if you do.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
But anyway, just to get back to James Cameron and Alita, we should be pretty excited, I think, because... You know, James Cameron kind of doesn't make movies that aren't awesome.
Not to mention, I kind of like James Cameron being tied to Alita because even if people don't know what Battle Angel Alita is, or even if they do know that it's a manga, they'll go see it because it's James Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
The awesomeness that is James Cameron will outweigh anime stigma.
Right.
And that will be a good thing.
Yeah, he's really moved by the story, you know. He just likes the idea of, you know, what it means to be human, and, you know, what does it mean to fall in love?
It's
a
big thing in a lot of his movies.
Are you human if you have a heart, even though you're a robot? You know, are you human if you have a mind? Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, deep philosophical questions that you know, kind of entice him to make this movie. And I think it's a good opportunity for the anime community to...
have an anime movie that doesn't suck balls.
Yeah, people...
Oh, God,
I mean,
yes.
I mean, what if Avatar used to be an anime, and everybody was like, oh, wow, that was an anime? Wow, maybe we should rethink the way we feel about anime movies.
Definitely.
Not to mention, if, like, it gets really popular, I could see, you know, the anime itself being brought to, like, a major network.
Oh, well, yeah, as kind of like a release
The anime of Battle Angels, only 3 episodes.
Doesn't matter.
Well,
it could be like if they brought the 3 episodes to, like, a major network as a movie in itself, you know?
Right.
Well, like a marathon.
Well, there is a live action.
The week before the episode's released, or the week before the movie's released.
Oh. Look, Battle Angel, the live action movie, is officially listed on the anime news network with, like, half the staff for it, also.
Wow.
Yay.
Epic! Can I just say how much I love that James Cameron outdid James Cameron with Avatar?
Yeah.
Well, he broke the world record by himself. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah,
which means he got even more money! Yay!
And even more awesome.
I can't believe we're, like, 26 episodes in.
Actually, 30, you count the hentai.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
I mean, theoretically, since we've been doing this, like, once a week, and we missed a couple weeks here and there, we've been doing this for, like, 30 weeks now, at least.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to be here. It's fun.
So I think another thing we're planning on for the new season.
I love you all.
Another thing that's going to be upcoming soon, I know that in the next, hopefully in the next episode, I've been mentioning on the forum that I want to do a top 50 anime countdown.
Oh, yes.
I think it would take us an entire episode with nothing else, though, to do 50.
No, it wouldn't be. I don't think so, because we would just read them off until we got to, like, 15.
Yeah.
And then once we get to 15, we start justifying ourselves. But it would be a countdown with all of our input, and probably animes that happen to be on, like, more than one person's list would be positioned closer to the top.
Everybody loves
stuff
a good
like
countdown.
That. Yeah, everybody does.
Or, we could go up to, like, the top 30, like, the 50 to 30, or 50 to 25 or something,
mm-hmm.
50 to 20, in one episode, and then leave the other 20 as a cliffhanger.
Ooh. You want to do, like, 25 to 25?
Yeah.
Really torment people?
That's
yeah.
fun. That's fun.
Who doesn't love tormenting the populace?
That's gross.
I know. You talked about this, like, a while ago. The idea of doing a list of anime that should be seen, is that, like, the same thing that we're talking about? Like, if you want to sound like a true anime addict...
Oh, no, it's different, but that's another good topic that we want to do.
There are, like, so many anime that should be on that list, you know?
In other words, if you want to call yourself an anime fan, you better know,
like,
Princess Mononoke as a reference.
Exactly.
Or you are a loser. Loser.
Loser.
Anyway, so, any reflections on the first season, you guys?
Our first season has been very fun. That's my reflection.
A lot of laughter.
Wow, that's awesome.
A lot of laughter. I liked doing that one hentai episode. That was fun, too.
Yeah,
hepatitis.
Oh my god, speaking... this has nothing to do with the podcast, so maybe I'll tell you, like, between. Remind me, I have something to tell you speaking of hepatitis.
Okay.
One thing I kind of want to know from our listeners is, are our listeners kind of... I mean, I don't want to sound, like, pretentious, but I don't know. Like, would our listeners, do you mind if I call you listeners? Listeners, would you be interested in, like, things that go on in our lives? Like, would you be interested in, like, vlogs from us? Like, just us being like, man, school today sucked balls and this is why. Or, like...
I'm vlogging during class.
Or, like...
Yeah, I do that.
Or, like,
maybe even anime-related video blogs.
Or anime-related video blogs. Or, like, we were...
Us at conventions, just being...
A day in the life.
Yeah,
us
at conventions. Or, like, we were talking about going camping, and I could just see... tons of videos of us camping together. That would be hysterical.
It would be brilliant.
So, I mean...
My giant Naruto sleeping bag.
Hey.
I'm not a Naruto fan.
Get out.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I don't accept you.
if you guys would be interested in that kind of thing, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, listeners, if you want something, please tell us. Like, we're kind of shameless. We have
more than willing
episodes.
To give.
Kind of shameless.
We will make it happen.
If you've heard anything that we've said so far, you know that we are shameless.
There's something else I've always kind of wanted to do, but I kind of want to do, like, live podcasts where people can, like, type in chat
Oh, they
that would be fun.
Or like dial in and out and talk with us.
Call in.
Remind me, I have an idea to discuss with you after this.
Okay,
good.
I know that they have websites for that set up already. But we would have to have like a very strict time of podcasting every single week. And then like the episodes would come out later after they've been edited probably. But,
that could get a
little...
Or we could just do it every now and then as a perk, like
yeah,
a
like,
once a month live episode.
I was going to say, like once a month or once every other month or something like that is like a special treat.
Yeah, we'd have to give it a try because, you know, people start typing stuff and, you know, we start talking to people and before you know, we've been sitting here for 4 hours.
Yeah.
So, it would be an experiment for sure. But that's also a possibility coming up in the future, I think.
I like that plan.
So anyway, you guys, it's been fun. Chiaki's gonna lead us into an anime news break. You know, I just want to say that it's been really great doing the first season of the podcast. And stay tuned when we come back. We have an anime, and you will not believe what this character uses for his power in this anime. It will sicken you.
Oh my god.
And we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes.
Hi all you anime addicts out there, this is Chiaki and I'm here with some anime news. So, jumping right in, SakuraCon, which is out in Seattle, Washington, for those of you who like it west and cold and rainy, has recently announced that they are to host the Haruhi artist Nozoi Ito. Nozoi Ito did the work for the 9 Haruhi Suzumiya's light novels, and her work also served as the basis for character design. If you look up her Haruhi artwork, you can easily associate it with the anime. Other attendees at SakuraCon, which have been previously announced, is the rock band High and Mighty Color and Dazzle Vision, voice actress Mayumi Tanaka, animator Tsuyoshi Nonaka, and directors Yasuhiro Imagawa and Satoshi Nimura, and character designers Yutaka Minoa and Takahiro Yoshimatsu. In some anime business news, Toei Animation has recently announced they revised its consolidated earnings forecast to be higher for this year ending in March of 2010. They raised profits from 17.7 billion yen, which is about 199 million, to 20.2 billion yen, 227 million US. Toei Animation also announced greater operating profits and projected net profits from 1 billion yen to 1.2 billion yen. That's 2.5 times the net profits reported in the previous fiscal year. Good to know that while the economy might be sucking for a lot of us, Toei Animation seems to be staying afloat, so the future of anime for now, at least for this company, seems to be secure. And in other news, the Hollywood Reporter newspaper has noted on Monday that Alex Tisei, if that name sounds familiar, it might be because you're a Watchmen fan, because he co-wrote the live-action adaptation of the Watchmen film, has recently proposed to Warner Brothers a live-action adaptation of the Ninja Scroll anime. Back in 2008, Leonardo DiCaprio's Appian Way production company acquired the rights for Warner Brothers to do a live-action Ninja Scroll movie, and apparently Alex Tisei is trying to get his script to be used for that movie. Nothing is set in stone yet with regards to anything. Of course, in Japan, previous live-action Ninja Scroll adaptations have been made. Madhouse co-founder Masao Maruyama is still working on plans for a second Ninja Scroll anime film himself, but as of 2008, when news last came out about it, it still needed a script that is acceptable to both himself and Kawajiri. Let's see if there's another live-action anime movie we have to look forward to within the coming months. This has been Chiaki, and this has been your Anime Addicts Anonymous News Break.
No, this is Baku Asu.
Hey, this is Elvin Blade Rogue.
Hey, everybody, this is Mikhail from the RRFDB podcast, and Ro-Ro Fight the Power. We're here to tell you about a podcast we have started. It is where us, your hosts, and most likely Saber, will be here, and we will talk about your news or whatever we deem we wish to talk about, from the everyday to the obscure. So check us out at rrfdppodcast.blogspot.com, and this is how we fight the power.
Fight the power!
I'll admit, though, the girl, Jessie, she was pretty damn hot. Everyone wanted to get into her pants back then.
If you say so, buddy.
That anime, it should be buried and it should never come out again. Yeah, I swear to God, this anime is pure sh.
And people were looking at me, and one girl actually came up to me and said, "What's a bankai?" I was very, very tempted to say my penis.
So, welcome back to the podcast. I promised you guys really, really bad anime right before the break, and Kimiko's gonna deliver that for me.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, you're like UPS.
Yeah. Fun.
Such a UPS that you don't want to see.
The UPS is like a curse. It's Pandora's box I'm delivering to you right here.
A UPS that delivers you all your bills in a giant box.
Yep.
Or your milk in...
rotten milk.
Alright, please.
Anyway, so the anime that I had to watch was Seikon no Quasar, which is, you know, the song.
I just got a shiver.
Yeah. A repulsed shiver.
I just threw up my mouth a little bit.
I'm not surprised. So, I can't describe to you exactly what this series is, aside from a possible Yuri hentai. Disgusting thing. I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but in the ending credits, you see, like, a girl get stabbed in the vag by a giant cross. Like, it's really bad. It's really bad.
But where did she get stabbed?
In the vag.
In vag.
In the what?
In the vag.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay.
I just wanted you to say it three times.
I'm sure you did. Thanks, Mitsuki. Anyway.
It'll summon a ghost. Vag ghost.
The box goes.
Oh wow, it's like three sentences long.
Oh, okay, so this is the plot summary from Anime News Network, because I can't figure out what the hell it actually is. In St. Mikhailov Academy, Oribe Mafuyu meets a silver-haired boy called Alexander. He's a quasar, a being who can manipulate iron and draws his power from breast milk.
Yay!
You heard right. From breast milk. A mystery surrounding an icon transforms the academy into the settling for conflict between the various different quasar.
The ratings on News Network
terrible.
Please click details.
They really
those are horrendous. I've never seen rating. Actually, yes, I have. It was what we reviewed but talked about. Most Dangerous Geist.
Worst ever. It's actually gotten a couple of worst ever.
That anime is near the bottom of the list.
It really is.
That's approaching Most Dangerous Geist territory.
Oh my god.
That's not good.
This is it is bad.
Might as well be.
It is really bad. It might as well be a hentai. It practically is.
Yeah.
It practically is.
Halfway there. I watched Kimiko showed me the ending to this anime, the one where the girl is stabbed in her vag by a cross. Yes, she is. And she even said, Kimiko said to me, she was like, "I'm gonna guess if you could figure out this one part that made me go, oh my god." And I did.
She did.
Anyways,
she did.
But I just want to make a comment. That character in that picture, the main character, I'm guessing, because he's in the front,
mm-hmm.
the one with the white hair,
mm-hmm.
looks an awful lot like Haseo from Dot Hack Roots.
From Dot Hack. You're right. I'm assuming that Haseo is not 13 years old and a perv and drinks breast milk.
Haseo is a game in-game avatar.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, in general, he's not as bad.
You know, it's really sad because I look at this and I go, "This looks promising," and then I hear.
I was watching it a little bit with my roommate, and she was like, "Oh, the animation looks pretty epic, and this looks like it could have some serious, you know, good qualities to it." Within 5 minutes, she's like, "I'm done."
Yeah, and she just left.
See, that's the thing with these animes now. They all look so good. Like, they all look so appealing visually that I feel like they all make money just because people want to... People get sucked in and they're lied to by how nice it looks.
And they make it a point to be like, within maybe the first 5 minutes, you're still a little bit unsure whether or not you like it. And then it's like they slap you in the face with just epic disgust.
Fail.
Epic fail of epic failage.
I have a question.
Yes.
How many minutes did it take you to decide that this anime was horrible? And that you wanted to...
Absolutely horrible? Or
like,
kind of considering horrible?
Like before you realized that there was no hope for it.
Oh, okay. About 10.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Wow, you're telling 10 minutes.
Yeah, because, you know, the first 5 minutes, you're like, okay, this is a little strange, but maybe it'll get better.
I want to watch this just to see.
I kind of do, too.
You guys, you should. Okay, here's the thing. Watch the first episode just so you can see how retarded, disgusting, borderline hentai/yuri it is. Don't watch any more than that, because you may end up ripping your eyes out with a spoon. Just saying.
Ugh.
A spoon. Not even something pointy and easy to get in there.
Okay,
spoon.
Okay, alright.
Like, it's bad.
Okay.
It's bad. Breast milk. But
maybe.
Legit,
maybe
he gets his abilities from breast milk.
Or maybe it'll just
maybe
suck.
Maybe he just says that.
Well, he does.
Maybe he just says that, like, in that one movie where
just
the guy lies to girls and they have to believe him.
Yeah.
Can I ask where he gets the breast milk from? Is that ever addressed?
Is there, like, a wet nurse in there or something?
No, he there's one girl, within the first 5 minutes, you see the girl, this one, who looks like her hair is ears, and you can't really tell. I think her name is, what was her name? Her name is Teresa, because she's like a nun,
cute
or whatever. She, like, sees him, and he's, like, you know, all faint and can't really move, and then she runs up to him, starts unbuttoning her shirt.
What?
So
no shit.
Like,
apparently
who's,
it's,
like
known
them from
that
all these girls are just
yep
randomly lactating. That's very...
Yep.
That's very...
Yeah, I think maybe she's lactating specifically for him, I don't know. But, yeah, he's 13 years old, and he randomly gropes one of the characters within the first 20 minutes.
Of course.
First 15, maybe? The one with the huge boobs, because there's always one. And she runs a lot, and falls down a lot, and they're like a separate entity.
Maybe because of her huge chest. She falls down a lot.
Probably. It's too top-heavy.
Oh my
god,
it's an actual explanation for why there are girls that are so clumsy in anime.
Yep, too top-heavy. But anyway, right,
well,
that's Quasar.
Have fun with that one.
I don't know if I can do this, you guys. Wish
be
me
strong.
Luck. I'll do my best.
Well, there is a certain point, like, where you, I think, where you're allowed to give up.
I gave up on Kobato.
So, what else we got?
We have Ladies vs. Butlers.
Well, it can't be as bad as the last one.
I don't think it's as bad, but how much do you really expect from a title called Ladies vs. Butlers?
A damn lot, actually.
Okay, so, this anime, oh my god, this anime gets so many points on originality. First off, it takes place at a school.
No shit.
I've never seen that before in my life.
That sounds different.
Secondly, in this school, there are different, like, ranks of people.
Whoa.
Didn't we just talk about an anime like that?
That sounds a little bit like my last anime.
What was that? Bakuto Tensou Shoujo Kanji.
Yeah, there we go, yeah.
So essentially this anime is about a school, and by my understanding of this school, it's like, I guess it's like an etiquette school?
Oh my god, is this Ouran,
like,
Host Club?
Kind of.
No, Ouran is awesome.
Yeah, if it's Ouran High Host Club if it got...
Sucked a nut.
Yeah, if it got an injection of suck. But, so, at this school, there's the upper class. There are the ladies. And I guess they go to school to learn how to be ladies? They're all from, like, upper-class families, and they're always, like, drinking tea and being polite. And then there are the lower-class people who are learning how to be proper, quote-unquote, servants, and those are the butlers and maids. And the two levels of the school are supposed to get along with each other because the servants or maids could ultimately end up being assigned to one of the ladies, essentially. And so, in the first episode, you have this character, of course, who is one of the ladies, and of course, she is not as prim and proper as what she should be.
Wow.
Aww.
But she tries to be.
Aww.
But she wants, like, something exciting to happen, and nothing ever happens at this school. It's so boring.
Yeah.
And so,
in the first episode, there's a transfer student to the servant school, and he gropes her. First episode.
He grew up?
He gropes her.
And she goes, gropes her. Okay.
And she goes,
Wait a second, what did she do?
Let's hear that a third time for good measure.
like how it stayed in pitch the entire time.
I'm good at my bones. This anime looks like it's going to be crap with a side of fluff.
I can see the fluff.
I don't even, like...
I can see the crap.
I can see that
can
it
see
might...
I can see the side.
I can see the of.
Whoa, we're getting
and
deep now.
And done.
Okay, so, I mean, like, I can see how this anime could have some cute moments. But, like, I'm not expecting... The character designs are so cliche. Like, in the first episode, there's the principal, and, like, there's the principal, and then there's, like, the head... There's the principal who's the head of the lady school, and then there's the prince, like, the overseer of the servants department. And, of course, the principal's, like, this ditzy person who looks like she's 16, and all she does is play dating Sims all day.
Is she lactating?
No, she's not.
What the hell?
What is this show?
Ripoff.
Like, seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that it?
Full frontal, my friends.
That's definitely the show.
Wait a second. Turn that back to me, please. All right.
Nips.
Okay, here you go. This is what I'm looking at. This is the scene.
Oh, wait. Can I just say that even though they're wearing clothes, it's cold all the time?
Yeah.
Because you can see their nipples, like, projectile.
They just don't wear bras.
I've noticed
that through the few screenshots.
Okay, so this picture I'm looking at from Ladies vs. Butlers. First of all, the guy looks like his face has been smashing with a shovel. Because his face is, like, flat as shit. It's flat as hell. So, this girl that looks like... What does she look like? Sailor Moon?
Is it the principal?
No, that isn't the principal. That looks like she might actually be the main character. That's the main character girl, I think.
Well, this is the
main character lady.
There's this blonde-haired, blue-eyed chick lying
that I think is the main character.
Lying on, I think, her back in a shower. And the boy character is falling on her, and he's basically doing a one-arm push-up on her boob.
I told you, he fell on her boob and dropped it.
And her body, she's
not wearing clothes.
They're both totally naked, okay? And her body proportions are so poorly drawn that she looks like she's, like, contorted in a strange position and that she's, like, really fat. Even though, like, her arms and face and neck and upper body, except for her boobs, are slim. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
I told you guys, it was horrible.
Well, at least you can get off while you're watching it.
See, that's the thing, is it's like, I don't even know if I can give it might as well be a hentai, because it might turn into a hentai. I just don't know.
It might actually be one?
Yeah.
Well, we have talked about two animes tonight that may end up being hentai.
Would not be surprised.
Legit hentai, not like our rating. Like, they might really, actually be hentais.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. That was like
scripted in. You guys are on fire.
Literally.
Firepower.
Okay. That's my review, and I'm sticking to it.
Yours is the drill hair that will break through the head.
Well, I'm really sorry, you guys, that your anime suck.
Me too.
Me great.
Anyway, so I think it's time we take another break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the animes from the prior season, and we're also going to do a user requested review of Trigun. So, stick around, we'll see you in a few minutes.
Hey all you anime addicts out there, Chiaki again. This is your news. I can't wait, so let's get started. Back in 2006, Christopher Hadley out in Iowa was arrested for possessing over 80 contraband items. The items were articles of manga, pornographic in nature, and possessed images of underage girls involved in sexual acts. In 2009, he pled guilty to the charges, and we have now had a sentencing, so the final story on Mr. Hadley is on February 11th, he was sentenced to 6 months in prison for his possession of the manga. In other legal news regarding anime, Nick Simmons, the son of Gene Simmons, if that sounds familiar, it's the lead singer of Kiss Rock Band, he's been recently publishing a manga through Radical Publishing called Incinerate. People have, of course, been buying it because that's what you do, you buy comics and you read them. And some people have been noticing that there has been some stark similarities, and I guess a couple of the fans came out and said, hey, this is an issue that someone needs to address, and someone is addressing it. Radical Publishing is taking the matter very seriously, in their own words, and are contacting the publishers of the works over in Japan with regards to things. Seishuya publishes Bleach and Shonen Jump over in Japan, and Viz Media publishes the manga here in North America, so I'm sure they're talking to them both heatedly. Kubo, the artist for Bleach, is very impressed at the number of overseas fans that have responded out in the defense of his work. And to wrap things up with some final news, we have news about Apple. Who doesn't like Apple? Apparently the yaoi community right now. Apple has announced recently that they're going to crack down on sexually suggested themes from App Store and iPhone and Touch, and especially with its new iPad that's come out. Philip W. Schiller had a comment on the ban. It came to the point where we were getting consumer complaints from women who found the content getting too degrading and objectionable, as well as parents who were upset with what their kids were able to see. Many app developers have obviously expressed discontent with the banning, saying that some apps are being banned where other apps, like, well, the Playboy app or the Sports Illustrated swimsuit app, have not been banned. Among these discontenters are publishers in the graphic novel industry with regards to the new Apple iPad. Yaoi Press's Yamila Abraham expressed caution to the iPad because their new manga, Zesty, which she calls their tamest graphic novel, was rejected without citing a reason. I don't know. What do you think about it? Talk to me on the forums, because this is Chiaki, and that was my anime news break.
Welcome back again to the 26th episode of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast.
Hey guys.
It's our finale.
Season finale.
Season finale.
We'll be back.
But you know what? This is actually a 52 episode series.
This and is freaking a new Yasha. When we will get, never end.
And then when we get there, we're going to lie to you and actually make it 100.
Yeah.
And then we'll say it's going to end, and then we're going to keep going.
We're going to make a whole new series.
And you'll be so sick of us, you'll want to die. So we have we've got some user requested material and some stuff from the last season to review. Since we're kind of going around the table, I think it's your turn, my pocket.
It is my turn. What? What was that voice? Okay. So, I'm gonna talk about Miracle Train. Because
miracles happen.
Kiseki Densha.
I loved Miracle Train. I fell head over heels in love for it. I fell. Yeah.
It loves you.
It
too.
Loves me. I have not given Miracle Train the best of impressions, so I'm going to redeem that now. So Miracle Train, as I have previously explained, is a wonderful girly little show about a train called the Miracle Train, which only appears to troubled maidens.
Oh, just maidens?
Yeah.
But there's got to be a guy on there, right?
There actually is eventually in one of the episodes, by mistake.
By mistake? Oh, how do they make a mistake if they like,
and did one of the guys go yaoi for him?
Damn. No, they solved his... Basically what they do is, it's pretty episodic in that it's basically like one person gets on the train per episode and they spend the entire episode solving their problem, aside from like one or two that don't focus on that.
And then they go on to the next person?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I mean, if you don't like the concept, then you're not going to be able to get through the whole series. And there's a lot of like girly humor and a little bit of fan service and very 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 pretty boys.
I can vouch for that. I saw the first 5 episodes or something with you, didn't I?
2. You only saw 2 episodes.
I did not. Oh my god, it's so long.
How long is it?
I know.
It just feels, after watching
Roppongi
2 episodes,
is pretty
like...
long, I'm not gonna lie.
Stops,
that is something
that
I had not mentioned, that all the boys on the train are basically all, they're personified stops on the Oedo line.
So you've got like Roppongi and Shinjuku.
Apparently
and
we weren't troubled.
Stuff.
So these are their names?
Yeah.
Oh,
they are, they're like legit, and they try to teach you stuff.
They actually go into physics in one episode and teach you how, like, what is it, it's like how energy is transferred through coil and blood. It's really cool, actually. Mm. Like, I thought it was really nerdy at first, and I'm like, they're trying too hard, and then it grew on me. But that was probably because of the pretty boys. Needless to say, I felt like a chick when I watched this.
The
not that I'm not a chick, but I felt like, what?
The Bishonen Guide to Physics?
They should do that. That'd be awesome. So basically, yeah, I recommend this to anybody who likes stuff like Fruits Basket and chicky.
So fluffy,
stuff.
Lighthearted.
Fluffy, lighthearted stuff. Because I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I like manly stuff, but I got teary-eyed. I got teary-eyed like at the end of every episode.
Aww.
So that's because
anyway,
I was watching it alone.
So what are we looking at here? Like a 4?
I wouldn't give it a 4. I would probably give it a 3 based on the fact that I'm trying to be fair.
Right.
But, like, in my humble opinion, it is a 4 in my heart.
You're trying to be objective?
I'm trying to be objective.
So it gets a 3.
It does get a 3. 3, beautiful railroad conductors.
Does he ever take off his mask?
Nope.
Damn it.
That would ruin the mystery, and then you wouldn't care anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, well, thank you, Hatake. It's good to see that we have an anime that didn't suck.
In my opinion.
This anime that I'm about to review is called Sora no Toshimono, which means Heaven's Lost Property. It's very weird. I don't know where to start with it. This anime has more panties in it than Victoria's Secret. Okay? It's about this guy named Tonoki who basically just loves his, like, peace and quiet. And then, but of course, he's at school, and this guy tells him that he should go up onto this hill and check out something, I can't remember. But what happens is that this angel ends up falling out of the sky and lands right next to him, and she has, like, a collar, like a metal collar on with a chain. And so he basically finds her, and it's kind of like Chobits or Steel Angel Kurumi, where he becomes her master. And the chain around her neck basically gets longer and ends up going right into his hand, so she's like his slave. And of course, she's like hugely breasted and has wings and everything.
Yes!
And,
dude, I swear, if when the Japanese go to heaven, if all the angels have tiny tits, they're gonna be like,
She claims to be a pet class angel-roid, but you find out later on in the anime that she's actually like this, like, super queen, like, weapon thing that's really powerful. And, you know, the show really doesn't have any serious content in it. There was an episode completely devoted to, a camping episode. An episode where they're at, like, the park during a festival. It's just fluff stuff. And then, out of nowhere, of course, another pet class angel-roid comes out of the sky. And she has, like, fairy wings instead of angel wings. And her mission is to basically capture and take back the first girl, whose name's Icarus, by the way.
Hmm.
Which is kind of a cool name, but...
That is cool.
Icarus.
I have a cat at home named Icarus.
Or, like, the Greek mythology of the winged...
Right, basically.
Yeah.
But she's really, like, the Venus Queen or something, some big weapon. And, there's, like, these dudes up in heaven that basically sit around and tell mean-spirited jokes and torture people. They told the second girl that they'd, like, kill her pet birds and stuff if she didn't go down and like bring back Icarus or kill her or something.
Wow.
And the anime, I don't know what Hisashi Saito was thinking when he made this anime. You know, he's done a lot of stuff. Have any of you guys seen Bamboo Blade?
No.
Heard of it.
Anyway, so tons of sex jokes, tons of huge breasts. I don't know what else to say about it really. I thought that it was going to go somewhere, and it kind of did develop a story at the end, but, not really. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to it. There were a couple cool fights at the end. At the end, one of the girls actually gets her wings ripped off, which is pretty nasty.
Ooh.
But, yeah, the gods up in heaven decide they're mad, and so they send down some, like, bad angels, and they do some mean
stuff.
Sounds
like Legion, that movie.
No, this anime is, like... Okay, Legion is, like, dark and gritty, like Silent Hill.
Yeah.
This anime is, like, light and fluffy, like...
And someone gets their wings ripped off!
Like your Christmas cakey and Candyland, alright?
Christmas cakey!
Candyland, if one of the stops was, like, a porn shop, and, And like a strip club.
Oh my god. Right past the snow fairy.
It's like candy cane.
Right before gumdrop.
Candy cane pole strip club.
I wonder if you were a stripper in Candyland, if you could use the iconic stripper name Candy.
Probably not. You'd probably get sued.
Imagine like...
Like, this is like candy, candy from Candyland.
Candy straight. Pole.
Or I wonder if it would be better. It could be like, this is candy. Can I take you to my Candyland?
Okay,
oh
my gosh.
And done. So what would you rate this, Mitsugi?
This anime is going to get 2 ripped off angel wings out of 5 because it sucks. There's no... It's like... You basically watch this anime. If you were just like 5 years old and you just can't stop laughing at like panty jokes and like big boob jokes, and that's it. If that's
a really messed up 5-year old.
If that's what you like watch, you know.
Seriously.
If that's your humor, you know, not even Bob Saget would have liked this. So
Bob Saget, that shit ain't right.
Bob Saget.
Oh my god.
Bob
my dog licked my balls.
My dog licked my balls. Renegade Knight.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to review Trigun, and Trigun was requested by Renegade Knight on the forums. It is an older anime. It's circa 98, though it broadcasted in, I think, like 2003 on Adult Swim, something like that. So that's kind of when it, I think, maybe hit its stride over America's side, but this is an anime that's really quite dear to my heart. I watched this. There was a video rental store, if I haven't shared this with everyone, when I was growing up, and it was all VHS, because DVDs didn't exist or weren't big yet, and I rented this whole series with my, like, weekly chore money from the video store. Oh, that and Fushigi Yugi. Talk about conflicting series. So Trigun. Trigun is the story of Vash the Stampede, and it's kind of a... I don't want to say post-apocalyptic, because even in the anime, it's, like, headed toward an apocalyptic, like, kind of world, but it's essentially a world in really bad sorts. There's, like, deserts everywhere. It has kind of, like, an old western-type feel to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
While still being a little sci-fi futuristic. Mm-hmm. They're on the planet, and they're in pretty dire straits. It's pretty much desert everywhere, hence the old west feel. And you have Vash the Stampede, and Vash has a $60 billion double dollar bounty on his head, because he pretty much creates destruction wherever he goes, and bounty hunters come in and out, and they want to get him. But essentially, there are these two insurance girls, Millie and Meryl, assigned to keep an eye on Vash and make sure he try to lessen the trouble he causes, because it's causing the insurance company money. And one thing I appreciate is Vash in this anime is more ditzy than the girls are.
Yep.
He is really? More like,
yeah.
He's more like airheaded and clumsy and silly than the girls are. Like, the girls are more grounded than he is, and normally, of course, that's the other way around.
I loved Meryl.
Not to mention, Millie? No, Meryl has tiny boobs.
Yeah.
Like, her boobs, she, like... Essentially,
Millie
had a decent rack, but I mean, it's like, essentially what I'm trying to say is these aren't your stereotypical anime girls, and for that mostly non-stereotypical, and for that I appreciate it. So, you meet Vash, and he's like this goofy, goofy guy, and you start out by wondering to yourself, how the hell does he cause all this damage? And the other thing is that no one ever dies, and you learn that Vash is like this pacifist.
Well, that's original.
And, yeah, Kenshin. So the story unfolds, and one thing I really like about the story is it has very deep themes, and it has one of my favorite anime quotes of all time, quite literally. One of my top 3.
Love and Peace?
kill the spiders to save the butterflies. And then, of course, but in doing so, do we become a spider ourselves.
That's because you hate spiders.
Well, I do hate spiders, but that's not why I like the quote. But anyway, so the series starts out kind of like this goofy, funny, lighthearted series, but then as it goes on, it really starts to get a lot more depth to it. And of course, you meet one of the other incredibly iconic characters in anime, and that is Wolfwood.
Love him.
And, oh my god, yes, there is much in this series that is iconic, so I highly recommend it, even if it doesn't sound like... I mean, I think it's good for girls because there are cute guys that girls can be like, huh. It's good for guys because there's action, and it's pretty fast-paced, and it has a really epic ending.
Yeah.
The ending is awesome. Like, this is one of those series that the ending, like, is not going to let you down. So...
Is it going to make me cry?
I cried. I cried at multiple points in the series, actually.
Yeah.
I can remember 3 points at which I cried. I know.
Don't ruin it for me.
I'm not. That's why I'm doing subtle gestures.
Yeah, it's like, there's much more that I want to talk about, but I'm not going to because I don't want to spoil it, because that's how good this series is. So, in my heart, this series is like a 5 to me personally, but like critically, it does have a fair amount of filler that could be cut from the series without really losing anything. So, I think it's fair to give this series a 4.
Yes.
Because it's not incredibly original, though it is thought-provoking, and it is a good anime and a well-written story, but it does have a bunch of filler. So, I give this 4 double dollars out of 5.
Ah, yay.
Okay. So that's Trigun.
That brings me back.
Anyways, you have a review.
I do.
So, I will stop talking because I've spoken a lot.
Yeah. So, my review is from the previous season. I did an impression on it forever ago, and it's called Eleven Eyes. Eleven Eyes is basically the story of a character named Kakeru, and his best friend, even though, you know, situations like that are never not that complicated, for lack of a better phrase. And Yuka and Kakeru end up being transported into what is eventually called, like, the Red Knight. And in this Red Knight, it's like, have you ever seen those interpretations of hell where it's the exact same world that you're in,
yes,
with the exact same things, only
it's like
destroyed,
it's
or
like,
dark,
what's that movie that's actually Constantine?
Yeah,
yes,
exactly. That's how the Red Knight is. It's all very dark, it's all, you know, got like a red tinge to it, and there are a bunch
I
of
like
monsters, and there's nobody. I think it's probably...
It's realistic.
Yeah. It's a very, very, very cool, very easy-to-believe interpretation of hell, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's what...
One of the demons prodding you with pitchforks. Anyway.
Exactly. That's what this Red Knight is, full of monsters, nobody living, nobody that they know is there and everything, and only, like, this select group of people ends up being sent there. It's about 6 people, I want to say, 6 or 7 people, and they all go to the same school, conveniently enough. And, basically, the story is about Kakeru finding out that he... Well, first off, he wears an eye patch, and you know that's going to have something to do with, you know, the whole series. Basically,
oh,
like,
there's something hidden under it.
There is.
Oh, my God.
He's got, like, this special eye or whatever, you know?
Cliche.
Is it his,
Sharingan.
Oh, my God. Is it his Geass?
Kind of.
Go on forever.
Kind of.
With
it might as well be. It might as well be. But, it, like, allows him to see the future, sort of.
Oh, so it's,
you know,
like, Sven from Black Cat.
Wait, what can the Sharingan, what is it?
Not see the future.
No, but I mean, like, it wasn't one of them, like, an ability to, anticipate an attack or something like that?
It's a copy thing.
That's what it,
yeah,
that's what it
much
can do.
It's basically, it sounds more like Sven's eye from,
yeah?
Black Cat.
Well, so that's what it is. And,
kind of.
Basically, it's all them fighting these monsters in the Red Knight and finding out more about why they are specifically the ones being sent to the Red Knight. And
now, are they always in the Red Knight, or do they, like, come and go?
They come and go.
Okay.
In the beginning of the series, it was mostly, like, them being forcibly pulled into the Red Knight. Like, they actually felt pain and were, like, you know, discombobulated a little bit and caught off guard. And then eventually it became where they could sense it coming and, you know, they would go in. But something was pulling them into the Red Knight.
You know what this reminds me of a little bit? Persona 3. I don't know if anyone listening has played that, but it's a really good game. And Persona 3 has, like, they have, like, what they call the midnight hour. And it's a time where, you know, everyone else is, like, frozen, and then there's, like, monsters inhabiting it.
That sounds very familiar, actually.
Ooh,
except if nobody was there, like, the people being frozen were actually, like, vanished.
Well, they sleep in their coffins in Persona.
Oh, never mind then. But, yeah, so, that's basically, like, the whole plot. I'm gonna, like, straight out say I didn't enjoy this. I found it very difficult to watch past, like, the sixth episode. Yeah, it
sounds so cool.
It sounds like it's got a good plot, but then when they actually go through with the plot, like, when they actually, like, get into it, it becomes a little bit more, like, they try to make it character-driven, and in trying to make it character-driven, it becomes really tedious, because you can only find out so much about one person's, like, one of the main characters, whenever she takes off her glasses, she becomes, like, this crazy berserk sort of, like, I'm gonna kill anything that comes in my path and not even care, and then when she puts her glasses back on, she, like, becomes the happy-go-lucky, I'm gonna grope all of the girls sort of girl again.
Wow.
Mm.
Like, strange, like, they try to make the characters all be very specific. And one of the things that really bothered me, that I feel like it could have been handled differently, and it would have made it really cool instead of completely diminishing how I felt about the series entirely, is, it must have happened 6 times, where Yuka really likes Kakeru, because that's, like, how it happened. She's, like, known him her whole life, and, you know, she's always loved him. And, like, 6 times, she ends up walking in on Kakeru and one of the other girls from the series in, promiscuous situations. And so she constantly thinks that he's, like, you know, whatever, sleeping with her or something. And it's always, like, that girl has the ability to heal him, but in order to heal him, she has to get naked and, you know, get him naked and put him in like a pentagram on the floor and light candles and you know,
stick it in.
At the very end of the series, she's like, there's one way that we can make you strong enough to defeat this evil, you know, the super bad character from the
stick
end.
Stick it in.
Basically.
Yes.
Oh
exactly.
My god.
She's like,
so
wait,
it is a hentai.
It's what's weird. It's like a hentai, only it was the most hidden sort of, like, you know, like a sex scene in a movie?
Yeah.
Where they don't actually show anything, but it's very, very, very obvious.
The camera, like, pans up and you see shadows on the wall and then it fades black.
Even more so, like, it's conspicuously placed so that you know that they're naked and you know that they're going at it, but you can't see any actual body parts.
Wow.
So,
that's,
like, they tried to make it tasteful, but in so doing, you're like, why? Why is this happening? I'm gonna give it a 2.5. Because it could have been better. It could have been at the 3, but I just didn't feel it.
So it's not quite average.
It's not quite average. It's a little below average, but it's not the worst thing in the world. Like, I've still seen worse. I've seen way worse.
Yeah, like Most Dangerous Ghost.
And Quasar.
Say no Quasar.
So I'm gonna give it 2.5 Red Knights out of 5. And that is that.
Well, and there it is.
Tis there.
Just a really, really bad reviews tonight.
I know.
Hey, mine was good.
Yeah,
mine was pretty good.
It's Trigun.
Yeah, it is Trigun.
It's true. You can't really fail with Trigun.
And I mean, you know, Miracle Train
was good. Miracle Train
was
good.
Everything
else
sucked.
Yeah.
Epic suck.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Too bad we had suck for our 26th episode, our season finale. I almost wish we wrapped up our first season with, like, awesome reviews. Like, this is my favorite anime of all time review.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're gonna do the top 50.
Yeah, exactly.
Top 50 coming.
Exactly.
Get ready for it.
Yep.
It's our first episode of the season.
Anyway, so in case this was your first episode ever, and you don't know how to get to our website, it's AAApodcast.com.
And if it is your first episode, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Indeed.
We hope you enjoyed yourself.
Usually we have better reviews than this. Sometimes.
Well, I don't. I'm usually
You're on a constant suck roll.
I'm pretty hard on anime. But we're also on iTunes, and we're going to be on lots of other websites pretty soon. We're on the addnetwork.net. We're going to be on nerdnexus.com pretty soon. We're on Mevio. Growing every day. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed the first full season of episodes from us. We certainly enjoyed hosting for you.
Very much so.
And the anime themes carrying you out tonight is Passionate Squall by the anime Seikon no Quasar by Ayumi Fujimura. Nothing against Ayumi. And we'll see you guys next week.
Have a good week, everybody.
Bye, guys. Until later. 泣いちょうなつか裁く頬へ
that we have a soul. Oh.